This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Mahashivaratri Festival and Nepali Army Day being observed today. President and Vice President wish peace and prosperity to all on the occasion. With 18 days to go for the general election, voter education campaign begins today. Specialists say mental health concerns on the rise among Nepali migrant workers in Gulf countries. And European nations accused Russia of killing opposition leader Alexei Navalny using dart frog toxin. Now the news in detail. Mahashivaratri is being observed across the country today with devotion as thousands of devotees offer prayers to Lord Shiva at temples nationwide. Large crowds have gathered since early morning at the sacred Pashupatinath temple. To manage the influx, all four gates of the temple were opened from 2 a.m. Authorities estimate that around 700,000 devotees are expected to pay homage at Pashupatinath temple this year. The Pashupati Area Development Trust has arranged additional facilities and security measures for the festival. Nepal Police issued a 13-point public appeal urging devotees not to carry valuables or wear expensive ornaments and to avoid using prohibited plastic materials within the temple premises. Visitors have also been requested to help maintain cleanliness and assist senior citizens and persons with disabilities. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial yesterday visited the Pashupatinath area in the evening to review security and logistical arrangements. On the occasion, President Ramchandra Paudel extended his best wishes for the happiness, peace and prosperity to all Nepalese at home and abroad. In his message, he called for the preservation and promotion of religious and cultural heritage, including the Pashupati area, and stressed the collective responsibility to keep the Bagmati River clean. Similarly, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav conveyed his greetings, expressing hope that the festival would strengthen unity, harmony and spiritual renewal in society. Meanwhile, Nepali Army Day is also being marked today, coinciding with the Mahashivaratri festival. A special ceremony is being held at the Army Pavilion, featuring parades, gun salutes, marches and cultural performances. Addressing a function at Army headquarters on the occasion of 263rd Army Day, Chief of Army Staff Ashok Raj Sigdal extended best wishes to all ranks of the Nepali Army. He directed personnel to ensure a peaceful and orderly environment for the upcoming March 5 House of Representatives election. General Sigdal also prayed tribute to soldiers who sacrificed their lives in the line of duty, offering floral tributes at the Bir Memorial in Chauni and the Army Pavilion in Turikhil and honoring the families of the martyred soldiers. Both the religious festival of Mahashivaratri and Army Day are being observed across the country with messages of unity, peace and national commitment. A nationwide voter education program has commenced today in preparation for the March 5 House of Representatives election. The Election Commission has launched the campaign in line with the Election Education and Voter Education Guidelines 2078 Bikram Samvat. The initiative aims to raise awareness about voting rights to educate citizens on the correct voting process. The program will run in all 6,743 wards across 753 local units until March 1st. According to the Commission, one voter education volunteer has been mobilized in each ward and will visit communities and households using sample ballot papers to demonstrate how to cast the votes correctly. The Commission believes the campaign will help increase voter turnout and reduce invalid votes. Assistant spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said cooperation has been sought from provincial governments, local bodies, provincial parties, political parties, candidates and the media to ensure the program's effectiveness. Meanwhile, as election campaigning intensifies, economists estimate that around 150 billion rupees could be mobilized during the election period, providing a short-term boost to the national economy. However, experts caution that the economic impact is temporary and does not guarantee long-term growth, and concerns over high campaign spending and concerns over a high campaign spending and transparency persist. In response, the Election Commission has directed candidates to conduct all campaign-related financial transactions through dedicated bank accounts and has placed strict enforcement of the Election Code of Conduct. Likewise, preparations for polling are also progressing. So far, 18,230,000 ballot papers have been printed for 142 constituencies across 66 districts. Printing is being carried out at Janak Education Materials Center at a rate of approximately 1.5 million ballots per day. More than 20 million ballot papers have already been printed for the proportional representation system, while over 20 million are to be printed for the first-past-the-post system. Officials expect the remaining ballots, including those for districts in and around the Kathmandu Valley, to be completed within a few days. The Election Commission says overall preparations for the March 5 polls are moving forward as scheduled. The Nepali Embassy in Abu Dhabi has organized an interaction program focusing on the physical and mental health challenges faced by Nepali migrant workers in the United Arab Emirates, UAE. The discussion highlighted common health problems affecting workers, with 25 Nepali medical specialists participating in the event. According to the doctors, migrant workers in the UAE are experiencing both physical and mental health concerns, with mental health issues reported at a comparatively higher rate. The doctors recommended that migrant workers undergo health checkups at least once every 6 months, stay hydrated, avoid alcohol consumption, and remain informed about their health insurance facilities. They also urged the embassy to intensify health awareness programs and coordinate with the government of Nepal to facilitate telemedicine services for workers abroad. Meanwhile, a day-long mobile health camp in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, jointly organized by the embassy and the non-resident Nepali Association, offered medical checkups, passport assistance, and sessions on labor rights, financial literacy, and challenges faced by Nepali workers in the region. Janakpur Dham Literature, Arts and International Drama Festival 2082 Bikram Samvat is beginning today. The fifth edition of the festival is organized by the Ministry of Education and Culture of Madhes Province in collaboration with the Maithili Development Trust and Janakpur Dham Sub-Metropolitan City. The event will feature discussions on 20 topics, including arts, literature, politics, society, economy and history, along with exhibitions of paintings, books and Mithila cuisine. Scholars from Nepal and India, as well as singers and drama troupes, are expected to participate. Festival highlights include an inauguration ceremony, cultural parades, poetry recitals, public speaking contest, folk dance and Mithila painting competition, theatrical performances and workshops celebrating language, literature and the arts. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Five European countries, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Sweden and the Netherlands, have accused Russia of poisoning and killing opposition leader Alexei Navalny in 2024. In a joint statement issued during the Munich Security Conference, the five governments said laboratory analysis of tissue samples taken from the Navalny's body conclusively found the lethal toxin epibatidine, the substance that occurs naturally in certain South American dart frogs, but can also be manufactured synthetically. The Kremlin has denied any involvement. Russian Foreign Ministry's spokesperson Maria Zakharova dismissed the claims as an information campaign and said Moscow would comment once full test results are made public. Russian authorities previously stated that Navalny died of natural causes after falling ill during a walk in prison. The latest allegations are likely to heighten diplomatic tensions between the Russia and the Western nations as calls grow for accountability under International Chemical Weapons Agreement. Now to deliver the forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of the Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, while the remaining hilly and Himalayan areas will likely remain partly cloudy today. The Terai region will likely remain mainly fair. There is a chance of light rain or snow at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province today. But the Terai region will likely remain mainly fair today, with fog and mist likely to persist in some places until midday today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of westerly winds across the country at present. And temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 8 to 10 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 19 and 21 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Mahashivaratri Festival and Nepali Army Day being observed today. President and Vice President wish peace and prosperity to all on the occasion. With 18 days to go for the general election, voter education campaign begins today. Specialists say mental health concerns on the rise among Nepali migrant workers in Gulf countries. And European nations accused Russia of killing opposition leader Alexei Navalny using dart frog toxin. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.